No rest for the weary. President Obama kicks off the week with his nomination of former Republican Senator and Vietnam War vet Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense, current counterterrorism advisor John Brennan to head the CIA. And Republicans, just off the losing end of that fiscal cliff debate, are mounting a battle against at least one of those nominations. Craig Whitlock covers the Pentagon for The Washington Post. Craig, that would be the Hagel nomination. He is a Republican, but he uttered two words that have turned many senators, including Lindsey Graham, against him. They are?
Jewish lobby. That's right.
Yeah.
And what they cite about that is that Hagel said in a book interview back about 5 or 6 years ago that he was commenting on the influence, perceived influence of what he called the Jewish lobby, quote, on Capitol Hill. And of course, what I think he was referring to is the pro-Israel lobby, which is a very powerful force here, but a number of people and groups who have taken issue with his comments, saying that it shows a misunderstanding and even comes close to anti-Semitism because he wasn't taking into account fundamentalist Christians and others who are supportive of Israel but are not Jewish. And that's been one of the beefs they have about his nomination.
Well, he served two terms in the Senate in 1997 and 2008. So what was his record on Israel?
You know, it depends on who you ask. His supporters, of course, say he's very supportive of Israel. He voted in favor of U.S. defense aid in that totaled up to $30, $40 billion during that time. The thing that some pro-Israel groups complain about with Hagel is that he's shown a willingness to negotiate with Hamas, which, of course, U.S. government sees as a terrorist group, to reach out to Hezbollah, another terrorist group. And they say he's soft in his dealings with Iran. And specifically, they cite his opposition to some sanctions measures against Iran because he's questioned whether sanctions can really effectively work in deterring the Iranians from pursuing a nuclear weapon. He says they often just punish the population as a whole. So I think those are three of the main areas where they have a conflict with Hagel.
Well, but what else might be going on here? Because as we mentioned, Chuck Hagel is also a Vietnam vet, two Purple Hearts, even saved his own brother during the Vietnam War, pulling him out of a burning vehicle. Quite heroic. And yet we have this Republican opposition. We're hearing other analysts say that there is opposition to people who've actually served at times. You think of Colin Powell or even John McCain, by hawks who feel that maybe somebody who served in the Vietnam War may be less interested in starting a war.
There is an undercurrent of that. I mean, I think it's a little simplistic to put it that way entirely.
Sure.
That people who haven't served are opposed to him and vice versa. But certainly Hagel is someone who has said that his experiences in Vietnam and saving his brother's life, his brother in turn saved his life. You know, he says he knows the horror of war, and his service in Vietnam is fresh in his memory, that you know, you don't go into war lightly. And I think he's someone with some credibility on that front, having served as an enlisted man. But there is an undercurrent of his tension within the Republican Party, and I think part of what that gets to is that he was so outspoken during the Bush administration about the failings of the war with Iraq. He did vote in favor of authorizing force to go to war in Iraq, but later turned very critical of President Bush and Vice President Cheney and some of these other hawks who were in favor of U.S. intervention in the Middle East. Some people in the Republican Party have never gotten over that. They say that even if he had some legitimate criticisms, he was so outspoken, so vivid about it, that they wondered which party he belonged to.
Yeah. Well, Chuck Hagel also years ago made derogatory comments about a nominated ambassador. He called him aggressively gay. He's since apologized, but he may get questions from the left about that. But we want to ask briefly about John Brennan, nominated as head of the CIA. As President Obama's counterterrorism advisor, he was part of the planning for that raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He was also the first Obama administration official to talk publicly about the use of drones. But when President Obama wanted to nominate him in 2008, there was backlash because it was thought that Brennan was involved with the enhanced interrogation techniques under the Bush administration. He denied that, but his name was pulled. He pulled his own name at that time. So what kinds of questions will he face?
Well, I think you raise all those good points. I think he'll face some of those questions, although I think more this time around, the left may be wondering about his role in drone strikes overseas, and they've been very aggressive about it. At the same time, they've kept secret their legal reasoning for why they go after particular individuals, and a lot of, you know, there are substantial questions about accountability in these drone strikes, and Brennan is Obama's right-hand man on that front. So I think he will get some questions on that count.
And just briefly, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is in Washington, the U.S. working towards a drawdown of troops. So it would seem as if these people have to be in place. What's your sense? Do the nominations go through after a lot of squabbling?
I think they will go through. I think Brennan will go through without too much problem. I think Hagel will meet some resistance from some Republicans who will ask him pretty pointed questions about his positions on Iran and Israel and cutting the defense budget. But, you know, I would find it hard to believe that the Republican Senate would not vote to confirm a Republican senator who is one of their former colleagues who is a war hero in Vietnam. So I see him going through as well, but we'll see.
Craig Whitlock of The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Take care.